And we return 34 minutes past 1 o'clock. Thursday edition, Topical Currents, Joseph Cooper, along with Bonnie Berman. Well, yes, Thursday has arrived. Take it easy over there, Linda.
I've got food here.
We've got a lot of love in the studio.
Rattling around over there. Well, Linda is here with us. Today we'll speak with a figure from an iconic Miami Beach food and restaurant operation. I remember going there when I first moved here in 1974. Just hearing the name of that iconic market and restaurant makes me think of the magnificent sliced brisket with the au jus. Linda Gourmet Groceries, great food, catering. It's the works, right?
Yes. So what's the name of the market?
Well, I'm leaving that for you.
Okay. Well, first I'm going to ask you, have you ever thrown away food?
Yes.
Well, we all do.
And not spoiled food.
In fact, no, fresh food. In fact, 33 million tons of food were thrown away last year. We probably throw away about one third of what we bring home. So our guest today has some tips on how we can save food and create great dishes. Now here it comes, the name. Well, first of all, he's Michael Love, and he's the specialty chef at Epicure Market, is what talking about. And his book is The Salvage Chef Cookbook.
I had trouble saying it on the billboard.
Right. Welcome, Michael Love.
Thanks for having me. Really excited to talk to people about how they can not only save money, but not throw away so much food.
Well, we want to hear all about it because it's really important. And we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any questions or maybe some comments about food waste? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
And we do have email.
Oh, good.
radio@WLRN.org.
All right. And of course, our favorite wine guy is with us, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. And you can read Fred's wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column, but you can also read his wine column that's now in the Saturday food section of the Miami Herald. Fred, what are we drinking today?
Oh, I think I'll talk about salvaging leftover wine.
Oh. Do you ever have any?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah.
That's exactly my point of view. But Linda has patiently explained to me that some people have it.
I see.
I mean, who knew?
Okay, well, let's go to Michael Love. Michael, we throw away a lot of food. What changes can we make in our kitchens to handle excess food?
Well, really, the first thing, it starts with rethinking food. You know, in other countries where they don't have as much of it, it's kind of sacred. Here, we take a bite, we throw it away. So you have to first start rethinking food and not just throwing it away.
So what do you mean by rethinking it?
Well, if you have two tomatoes, for instance, sitting on the counter, and they've sat there maybe a little bit longer than you would have liked, just because they've gotten a little softer and not prime time for your salad doesn't mean that they can't be used in some dish.
Such as
you could roast them very simply in the oven and make a salad dressing. You can roast them and make them into a sauce. You can turn it into a soup. My book has probably 15 or 20 different recipes using just those tomatoes that are sitting on your counter. Mm. So rethinking in terms of not immediately throwing it away because it's not perfect. It may not be perfect to eat raw, but it's still destined for greatness, as I like to say, if you repurpose it, you know, in an interesting way.
Well, the other thing is, I don't know how many bottles in my refrigerator that are half full. You know, you had a recipe, you had a condiment and you used it, or what are some suggestions here?
Like jars that are sitting on the refrigerator door.
You and I were talking about previously, you know, you use those roasted red peppers in a jar.
Yeah.
And there's always one left in the bottom and I save it until the white mold comes.
Right. So one of the things you can do with those items that are already opened, such as roasted red peppers, olives, capers, you can just fill the jar to the top with extra virgin olive oil and seal it. And that gives you another 2 or 3 weeks beyond what you would normally have if you just let it sit in the vinegar or the water that it's in.
That
brings up a question. I understand that extra virgin olive oil is best in its first year of life. Is there anything you can do with it if it gets past that?
You really can't. One of the things that you can do with oil is just infuse it. And that does give it a little bit longer life because you can seal that. So you can infuse it with roasted garlic, with herbs, fill it all the way to the top of a you know, of a sealable jar, or you know, and then seal it and keep it in your
nice
cabinet.
When you say seal it, are you talking about just closing it tight?
Like a mason jar that has some airtight.
Okay, so it has
seal.
To be in that kind of
airtight.
Thing.
Airtight. That'll really extend it beyond.
I like to use alfalfa sprouts in salads and sandwiches. Boy, they really go quickly. Is there a way I can make them last longer?
One of the things you can do with alfalfa sprouts is mix it with another vegetable like a cabbage and then blitz it in the, you know, in a food processor. And you can add a little bit of olive oil and it forms kind of like a alfalfa paste, which you can spread on bread. It's super healthy.
Hmm. Wow. So there's an idea. Okay. Yeah. We have a caller here, Michael in Fort Lauderdale. Hello, Michael.
You're
on the air. Hi. You're on the air, Michael.
Well, food, my number one favorite subject, as I'm sure many people are. I'm vegan, so eating can be a little bit of a challenge, especially when eating out. But one of the things that we have done at our home to save food is all of the vegetables that we use, the nubs, the end of the onion with the root on it, or the end of the celery, or the bok choy, or anything that is just not going to go in the salad that doesn't look pretty or may not be, maybe a little bit woody or stalky, we throw into a great big Tupperware and we cook it up and make vegetable stock out of it.
Well, that's a good idea.
Great idea.
Thank you, Michael. And I remember, Michael, love that when I was at the Cordon Bleu School, there was always a stock pot on the, so you had trimmings from mushrooms, you had trimmings from any of the vegetables, all of it always went into the stock pot. But we don't do that today.
Yeah.
We don't have that. So when we have bits and pieces of vegetables and things like that, what's a quick and easy soup to make?
Well, the best thing you can do to stretch it out, because if you don't use that the next day or two, you're not going to want to use it. So you put it in a Ziploc bag and then put it in the freezer. And now you've got 3 to 6 months before you can use it again to make a stock. But a stock or a simple soup is great. You just, you know, either chicken stock or water and simmer those little ends and bits of vegetables down for about an hour or two, and it makes a great base for anything you want to do, whether it's a sauce or another soup.
Great. And I always find that at the end of the week, I take all my vegetables and I throw in some onions. I saute them all, put some bought stock into the broth, into that, and 20 minutes later, I've got soup.
Yeah, you got a great stock that you can then add chicken to or add another ingredient to take it even to another step. Mm-hmm.
Right, and you can freeze it and
stock
have that.
Stock can always be frozen. Good
right.
6 months.
Okay, so we've got food here. And
yes,
I'm going to get to my favorite one in a minute, but tell
hands
me what I...
Hands off the cookie, Linda. Hands off the cookie.
You told people. This cookie is
this
bigger
is quite
than
a
our
cookie,
heads.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You have leftover cookies?
Not in my house. All right. Let's go to the other food we have first. Go
great.
Ahead.
So one great item that you can make, especially with those vegetables that we were talking about, is chili. So I brought two different types of chili. One's a vegetarian chili using a lot of those vegetables that just aren't prime time vegetables anymore. You can use fresh vegetables, but if you have those that have been wilted just slightly, they're not as in perfect condition as they were, they can be chopped up, sauteed, and made into an incredible chili. So I have a vegetarian chili.
Mm, that's good.
But now, let me ask you, because mm-hmm. it's really good. And Joe, you thought it was really good.
Yes, I did.
Yes,
It doesn't have any meat in it, Joe.
Right.
What have you put in there to give us this extra flavor?
Yeah, I kind
of
tricked you.
That's the boost
right.
of it.
So one of the things that I do is I take mushrooms and I chop them up in the food processor and then roast them in the oven. And it ends up looking like ground beef. So you get the roasted flavor, but you have the texture of beef, but it's really not. They're ground up mushrooms that have been roasted in the oven.
And roasting the vegetables gives them an intense flavor, a more intense flavor.
Yeah. Anytime you can take a vegetable and cook it longer, for a longer period of time, you uh-huh. coax more and more flavor out of it.
So to make this, is it with fresh tomatoes?
Yeah, there were fresh tomatoes and canned tomatoes, a combination of the mm-hmm. two, because we had a can of tomatoes that everyone has sitting in their pantry, so we used that. We had some fresh tomatoes on the counter that were not looking so great, so we cut out the core and chopped those up. We had some peppers, onions, garlic, and sauteed them down, added a little bit of stock, vegetable stock, like we were just talking,
right.
cooked it down, and then we add a spice blend that has
some
chili in it.
I knew there was something.
There we go.
What is the spice blend?
All right, so great question. Everybody has at least 12 to 20 spices in their home, of which they probably haven't used most of them in 2 years.
Right.
So one of the ways that you can...
they're looking gray and tired and horrible.
And they cake up and they get hard and you don't yeah. really use them. The best way to use them and not have to spend more money buying more is make spice blends out of them. And so my book has a whole chapter on rubs and blends where you take the cumin and the oregano and the thyme with some kosher salt, blend it together in a food processor, and then you jar it like a sealed container, and you've got incredible blends using the ingredients or using the spices that you like.
You could have those on the table, I guess.
You could have them on the table to put on a salad. You can put it on a sandwich. You can mix it with some yogurt and make a delicious dipping sauce.
That's a great idea, because all of us have so many. You have to buy that big bottle, or it's relatively big, and you only use a teaspoon or something, and it's still there. And so now what's in the beef one?
So the beef one is a similar flavor profile. It has chili powder. It has the same kind of spice blends from my cabinet. It has the tomatoes and the vegetables, but this has some beef that I bought. I bought some short ribs. We didn't use them all. I took them off the bone. I cut it up, so we have some sauteed, seared, kind of brisket meat is in there.
Leftover. I mean, if you're making a roast and you have some left over, that's a great way to use it.
You can use either raw meat that you sear and cook for a long period of time, or if you're in a hurry, you can take leftover meat that's already been cooked, and then it's made in such a shorter period of time because you don't have to wait for the meat to cook. It's already cooked. You're just warming it through with those flavors.
But short ribs and chili is a really good idea.
Yeah.
Now, big smile on Joe Cooper's face. Big smile. Okay, now I've got this cookie here. How many inches in diameter is this? 10?
I would say that's between 8 and 10.
8 and 10, yeah. Okay, I've got a double dark chocolate chunk cookie with chocolate espresso bits.
And I've
My
got a white
God.
And dark chocolate.
And I have an oatmeal raisin chunk cookie with toasted walnuts.
And I have empty hands.
We have to take a break here, but just quickly, you told me that what a great thing to do is you have leftover pies or anything like that, you mix it into cookie dough.
Yeah, especially in the holidays when you have that one little slice of pecan pie. You can throw it in the food processor, throw it in with some cookie dough, and you have pecan pie cookies.
Oh, wow.
And that's in the book, too. We have a whole section on
Well, we're going to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Chef Michael Love about salvaging food waste. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we've been talking with Chef Michael Love. He's the specialty chef at Epicure Market, and he's been helping us rethink the way we look at food with tips on how to store food and how to use it. Whatever's left. And his book is The Salvage Chef Cookbook. And he's going to be talking about his book at the Miami Book Fair International. He'll be there Saturday, November 22nd. If you go and see him cook, first of all, he's adorable, so you'll like to go and see him cook. And second of all,
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, nobody asked you.
Oh, Joe.
He'll be at the Miami Culinary Institute. And then on Sunday, the 23rd, at noon, he's going to be at Building 8. And then you have some cookbook signings at Epicure?
Next week, next Tuesday at South Beach Epicure from 5 to 7, and then the Sunny Isles Beach Store on Wednesday from 5 to 7. You can RSVP at events@epicuremarket.com.
Okay, and I'm sure there'll be some food there.
There will be food and drink.
Oh, well, all right. And by the way, I'm also going to be at the book fair. I'm going to be talking about how to manage diabetes with diet and exercise. My latest books are Simply Smoothies and No Fuss Diabetes Desserts. Come and see me on Sunday, November 23rd at 3 p.m. so you can see both of us there.
So we can watch you exercise?
Right. Uh-huh. Okay, let's go to dinner in minutes. Go back to your chili.
I want to see that.
Dinner in minutes. It's a curried chicken pot pie, and I picked this because it's a good way to use leftovers. I have some curry powder. I saute in oil with some onions, green bell pepper, and sliced mushrooms. Then I add a little flour to the skillet, a little chicken broth, and you just cook that until the sauce gets thick. And then if you have some leftover chicken or turkey or whatever leftover meat, I suppose, you put it in an oven-proof casserole dish. Put the sauce and vegetables over it, and then you can cover it with a refrigerated pie crust, and it'll bake about 20 minutes at 350 degrees. Now, if you want a quicker version of this, just put some breadcrumbs on top of it and warm it through. You don't have to wait for the pie crust to cook through. Now, that recipe and a photo, it's on my very new website, just went up this week.
I'll have to visit that.
You have to visit it. It's dinnerinminutes.com. Come and have a look. Let me know what you think about it. Of course, only if you like it, let me know, please.
No criticisms. No,
I would love criticism, but nice ones.
Okay.
Okay. Please follow me on Twitter. That's @LGassenheimer. And Fred Tasker, what are we drinking?
Well, after you persuaded me that there really is such a thing as leftover wine, I started looking into how to keep it.
Okay.
And I think the best advice is just to put a cork in it and put it in the fridge for 2 or 3 days. It'll be fine. Even after that, it won't be spoiled, and it won't turn to vinegar for many, many weeks. At worst, it might lose some of its fruity flavor and complexity, but even then, you can still use it for cooking. Still, I suppose it's better for the wine if you can keep it from contact with the air. And some wine fans, the very simplest thing, some wine fans simply drop enough marbles into the bottle to bring up the wine up to the cork.
What do you do with the marbles when you're trying to drink it?
Well, you...
It just pours around it?
You just try not to swallow any. Yeah, pour around, put your thumb over the bottle or something.
Marbles. Well, that would be a good idea. Go ahead.
Pour it through a strainer. There are 100 things you can do.
Okay.
Other fans, this is kind of clever. Other fans just buy a half bottle of some wine and drink it and then use it over time to pour other leftover wines in it, into the smaller bottle, so it comes closer to the top.
Oh.
But, of course, a lot of people are gadget freaks, and you can buy little pumps that suck the air out of the top of the bottle. There's one online called VacuVan. It's only $7 or $8. And other fans buy aerosol cans of inert gas, argon or that sort of thing, to pump into the top of the bottle. There's one of these called Private Reserve that's available online for about $15. But here's the really cool solution. There's a gadget called a Coravan, C-O-R-A-V-I-N, wine access system. This is very clever. It was invented by a medical device entrepreneur. With a Coravan, a long, thin, hollow needle is inserted through the foil and cork and into the bottle. And then argon gas is pumped in through the needle, forcing wine back out through the needle. So you can keep the wine for months without ever removing the cork.
Would you say that again?
I've seen this work. The reason you want the wine to come out is?
So you can drink it.
Oh, so you never have to open up the bottle of wine.
Yeah, you can, theoretically, you could keep a bottle of wine for years. I don't think anybody's tried that yet, but tasters have done this for over several months and then compared it to a fresh bottle, and they say they can't tell the difference. So I haven't done it myself. And of course, it's only $299.99, so you got to be kind of a serious wine person. But if you have a high-end wine that you have some left over, a $100 bottle of wine or something, you don't want to just force yourself to drink it or let it get stale, so it might be
You wouldn't
worth
have
it.
To force me.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, in the end, which method you use may depend on your philosophy. They say that some people look at a glass of wine and say it's half full, and others say it's half empty.
I just say, I say delicious.
Is either way, I need more wine in that glass.
Okay, and you had a question, I think, for Michael Love.
Oh, yeah. I understand there's a section of your book that talks about salvaging a cocktail. How do you do that?
Well, you know, just about the wine for a moment, another way to salvage wine or have leftover wine is to make it into sangria. So you can take either a red sangria or a white sangria. Once you introduce fruit and some other ingredients, depending on what your recipe is, that can last in the refrigerator for 2, 3, 4 days, and it won't go bad. So sangria is a
good idea.
Great salvage. But for cocktails, what I discovered that whenever I buy a basil plant, I have basil left over. Or if I buy some thyme or other fresh herbs, there's always herbs left over. So you can take those herbs and make a simple syrup out of them, sugar and water, equal parts. And when you make a basil simple syrup, it makes an incredible cocktail, whether it's gin or vodka. So most of the cocktails in the book are using some salvage item that we were able to repurpose.
So in the simple syrup, it'll keep for a while? It'll
keep a long time. You can freeze the simple syrup, and it'll last in the refrigerator for up to 3 months.
Oh, wow.
You could maybe, I think Fred talked about this once, excuse me, but can't you freeze it in like ice cube trays?
You can.
And
you
then
get really
use
creative.
Those, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that and freeze it in ice cube trays in oil, and then you can use it in a salad or some other recipe.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because you always have leftover.
Right.
I do find, though, that like with parsley, I'll wash it dry, spin it dry, and then I'll wrap a damp paper towel around the end and put it in a plastic bag. It'll last for weeks.
I tried that after you suggested it, and it worked brilliantly. It's really a nice idea.
Oh, great.
And can't you freeze herbs, too, Michael?
You can, but like, you know, like Fred said, you know, oil, put it with oil.
Oil.
And that would be the best way. Okay, it's really been interesting and very tasty week, Michael Love. Thank you so much for joining us and for the very delicious food.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
He's very inventive.
His book is The Salvage Chef Cookbook. It's a fascinating read. And make a nice hostess gift during the holiday season. The hostess might have some leftover food hanging around. And he's going to be at the Miami Book Fair International November 22nd and 23rd. Look it up and see when he's going to be there. Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Joe Cooper and Bonnie Berman, we ate well today,
yes,
huh?
Yes, we did.
We did.
And I'll even let you have some cookie.
I know. Yeah. That was so generous of you, Linda. I mean,
I thought so. There's enough cookies here for an army.
I can't believe that you actually parted with them.
Well, I'm nice to you. Okay. Well, next week, we'll be talking with Chef Fabio Viviani about his new restaurant on South Beach. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.